monitoring?
Okay, 4 DJ, Debbie.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How about you? How you doing?
I'm still okay. Same aches, nothing new. Checking a radio fix that looks like it's working.
It's like new to you or newly repaired?
It's an old Lincoln Deere 600 that I bought from Gary's friend long ago, but he got a problem with the power cord. So now it looks like it's working, so I'm very happy with it.
It's a good feeling when you get an old radio that wasn't working again, isn't it?
Oh, and it was kind of weird. The ground wire, the main wire, you know what? It gets black out. It cooks and lose continuity. It is not cut. It just loses the continuity. So I have to rebuild the whole feeding system. And, you know, this old Alinco, they got double side boards, so which is a little bit more problematic, but so far it's working.
Was it burned due to heat or due to oxidation?
A combination of things. It was oxidation, was corrosion on the connectors, but the feeding, the first capacitor after the power wires that explode, I mean, it just explode because, you know, it was leaked, so it make a mess. Adding all those things, they make the wire, you know, overheat, but the problem is the outer layer insulation is perfect. So that's one of those things that put you think a little bit.
Capacitors can lead to problems. I had some in my ECU on the truck that I'm driving now, the engine control unit. The electrolytic capacitors leaked out all over the board. And I found somebody else replaced them, and it fixed the ECU. $700 board, and you can fix it for 15 cents just by replacing those capacitors. But it takes a while to clean up the board and then replace them and then seal the board back. You can't leave it unsealed or it'll happen again.
I know all that, but I got one of those too, on a Cummins fuel pump. It get a little bit leaky, but it's working. We fix it. We have to remove all the seals and everything, but it does work.
And then it's good to know how to fix stuff like that, though. Otherwise, you'll burn a hole in your wall in a hurry.
Just imagine. That one is around $2,000. And I fixed it for like $200, I guess, worth of parts. And another one I fixed recently was an old Chevy 80s, late, early 90s AC controller unit that was digital. Man, I have to desolder, resolder, change a couple of resistors, couple of capacitors, and off it goes. It's working again.
I wasn't sure that mine would work again after replacing the capacitors. It was the communications portion of the board where the capacitors were bad. The rest of the board that does the controlling of all the control units was fine. There wasn't anything wrong with it. So it was just a breakdown in communication. And when I got all that communication path fixed, I got a huge increase in gas mileage. And my air conditioner started working again. And just all the shifter, the automatic transmission, it wouldn't shift. Sometimes going up a steep hill, you'd have to manually downshift it and then upshift it. And all that got fixed. So there was a lot of issues that were being masked by the inability to communicate by the ECU, not the ECU itself. So it was three total 15-cent capacitors fixed all those problems.
Same time, start to stutter, misfire, shakes, and all that stuff. But after we replaced all the capacitors and a couple diodes, and I guess one of the MOSFETs, it was working again. Very happy. All right, brother, I'll let you be. I was just want to make sure this thing was working, and I got all the guts spilling everywhere, so let me close them up, put it back, and I catch you guys later on during the net. W4DJW, KB4NC.
Glad I could help you get it exercised there a little bit, make sure there wasn't anything else wrong with it. You have a good day. Good talking to you. Until next time, KB4NC, W4DJW, mobile.
KB4NC, listen.